Here we go, back to it. San Joaquin on KNZA. Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman with you. It's game number two of our doubleheader, American Legion Baseball Zone 2 tournament. Game one, elimination game, Doniphan County, a 12-8 victory against Hiawatha, so they advance, keep their opportunity for a state tournament berth alive into tomorrow night. But right now, getting set for the winner's bracket game between Corning and Seneca, the winner locking their spot into the finals of this tournament later on this weekend. Again, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman, Corning, post 216, the road team on the scoreboard, a record of 10-11. They beat Hiawatha in five innings to get to this game on Wednesday night, 10-0. And then Seneca, a record of 11-12. Boy, they were great against Doniphan County Wednesday night, winning that game 17-5, and they scored in all but one inning in that game, 6 in the 7th and 4 in the 3rd, highlighting it for Seneca there. So the winner of this one advancing to the finals of this tournament this weekend, and glad to be a part of your Friday night here on KNZA. Let's get you the lineups. We'll start with Corning. Post number 216, a record of 10-11. Weston Chulion's the pitcher. He'll lead things off. LJ Kelzer bats second. He'll be at second base. Batting third is the center fielder, Ben Haverkamp. Cleanup spot is the catcher, Hunter Lehman. Batting fifth is the shortstop, Henry Heidemann. Batting sixth, that's first baseman, Aiden Talley. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Jacob Flinty. Batting eighth is the right fielder, Tegan Bauhey. And batting ninth, the third baseman, that is Hayden Chulion. So again for Corning, Weston Chulion's, LJ Kelzer, Ben Haverkamp, Hunter Lehman, Henry Heidemann, Aiden Talley, Jacob Flinty, Tegan Bauhey, and Hayden Chulion's. For Seneca, post 21, the home team on the scoreboard, a record of 11-12. Jack Mackey at third base, he'll lead it off. Evan Olberding bats second, he'll be at shortstop. Batting third is the center fielder in Sam Nordis. The cleanup spot is DH Reese Garrity. Batting fifth, the pitcher, Derek Wirtz. Batting sixth is catcher Levi Thomas. Caden Peterson, he'll bat seventh and be at first base. Camden Schmitz, he will bat eighth and be at second base. And then Carter Hyde, the left fielder, he will bat ninth. Defensively, in the flex position, not batting, but in right field, that'll be Caleb Strothman. So again, for Seneca, post 2-1, Mackey, Olberding, Nordis, Garrity, Wirtz, Thomas, Peterson, Schmitz, and Hike, with Strothman in the flex position. American Legion Baseball tonight brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. And then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. We are about set to get game two going. Winner moves on to the finals of this tournament this weekend. And the loser will take on Doniphan County in another elimination game tomorrow night. So here we go. It is Derek Wirtz on the bump for Seneca. Leading things off for Corning in their all-blue jersey tops tonight, white numerals and lettering. That is the pitcher in Weston Chulion's. So here we go. First pitch, game two. It is high for ball one, and here we go. LJ Kelzer and Ben Haverkamp also due up this inning for Corning post 216, a record of 10-11 after their win on Wednesday night against Hiawatha. Wirtz fires in a strike there to even up the count at 1-1. Weston, two hits in the game against Hiawatha on Wednesday night, and there's a heavy swing and a miss there at an off-speed pitch, and now Weston down in the count at 1-2. Weston drove in a run on Wednesday, officially 2-for-4. Now he pops this one up right basically over the home plate base. It was about two steps in front of home plate, but it is going to be Derek Wirtz coming all the way off the mound to catch that pop out and secure the first out of tonight's game. So one up, one down. Here is LJ Kelzer. Wednesday night, an RBI double and a run scored against Hiawatha. He was 1-for-4. First pitch by Wirtz to him, and the bat goes swinging, and he pops it up and out of play. Boy, the bat went out of his hands, just straight slid. Fortunate it stayed inside the fence line, just ricocheted up against the fence on the right side of the third base dugout. So he's got to check the gloves, make sure they're dry and ready to go. That foul ball makes it 0-1. Just getting going in this winner's bracket game here in Wathena tonight. Beautiful night for some baseball with the lights on as the next pitch by Wirtz is upstairs. And it's 1-1. Well, defensively behind Wirtz, Mackey at third, Olberding at short, Schmitz at second, Peterson at first, Thomas catching, And then left to right field, it's Hike, Nordis, and Strothman. One ball, one strike, one out, nobody on. Top one. Here is a hard ground ball right behind second base, fielded by Olberding. Kind of bobbles, but gets it to first in time for the out. Nice play by Evan Olberding, working behind that second base bag, and he gets the out for out number two. So two up and two down. Here's Ben Haverkamp. Haverkamp reached in three of his four at-bats on Wednesday night. Two walks and a fielder's choice. He did score twice. Swings at the first pitch, hits it opposite field, but foul ball and out of play. And he'll fall behind at 0-1. So good pitching has been hard to find in this tournament. All teams played have certainly burned a lot of bodies. But Haverkamp probably has had the best start of any starting pitcher in the first few games as he takes a curveball in there for a called strike, and he's quickly down 0-2. And the 0-2 on the way. He'll take a hack at it and foul it away, and he'll stay 0-2. So Derek Wirtz again pitching at least to start for Seneca. Boy, Corning, they got out to a rough start, but they have played well. 5-1 over their last six games, taking away a couple of forfeit losses in that stretch. As another foul ball here by Haverkamp, about the same spot, left side over the fence, and another one coming at 0-2. No score, top one, two outs, base is empty. Wirtz, the big righty, kicks and fires to the lefty in Haverkamp, and he waits on it, pops it up, shallow center field, could be a tough play. And sliding in to make the catch. Oh, yes, what a play, Sam Nordis. A web jam to get the final out and retire the side. Easy work for Derek Wirtz. Three up and three down. Down goes Corning in the 0-8 first. We go to the bottom of the first after a timeout. No score here on KNCA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Winner's bracket game here in the Zone 2 tournament. Game 2 of our doubleheader tonight just getting going. No scores. We go to the bottom of the first inning. We will see Weston Chulions, the starting pitcher, a right-handed thrower for Corning, as he'll get the top three in the Seneca lineup, Jack Mackey, Evan Olberding, and Sam Nordis. Again, the winner of this one moves on to the finals, securing their spot in that game, or could be a couple of games, depending on the outcome of Doniphan County, and then the loser of this game tomorrow night. So still a lot to be decided as one spot in the state tournament up for grabs between the three teams left with Corning, Seneca, and Doniphan County. Now, defensively behind Chulions, that is Weston Chulions' brother Hayden at third base. You got Henry Heideman over there at shortstop, L.J. Kelzer at second, Aiden Talley at first, Hunter Lehman the catcher, Jacob Flinty in left, Ben Haverkamp in center, Tegan Bauhey is the right fielder. So here we go, bottom of the first inning, no score. Seneca in the green tops, gray pants with yellow numerals and lettering. Post 21 on the back of the jerseys. Right v. right matchup to kick off the bottom of the first inning. Weston Chulions goes into the windup and delivers the first pitch inside for ball one. This is Jack Mackey stepping in five at-bats in the win on a Wednesday night, and he reached base in four of those five at-bats, and now he puts a deep charge into this one. This is in the gap, left center, and that baby two hops the fence onto the warning track. Mackey on his horse. He is not a short guy by any stretch. Now he wants to stretch it out for three. The throw, the tag is not in time. A bang-bang play, but it's a leadoff triple for Jack Mackey. Kind of hesitated around second base, but then got back on the horse quickly. And just like that, a bang of a start here for Seneca. A leadoff triple here in the home first. That'll bring up the shortstop, Evan Olberding. Now it's hit on a frozen rope to the gap. Bouncing a couple times on the warning track and just south of that 340 sign in left center. So a real good chance for Seneca to get on the board here to start things out as Evan Olberding steps in, takes one low and inside for ball one. Runner at third base, nobody out. Out of the stretch position is Weston Chulions, and he delivers one low and inside, and it's 2-0. Seneca scored 17 runs in that win on Wednesday night. And now this one is hit well to the third baseman, but stabbed by Hayden Chulions, but his throw is high, and it gets away, and the run is in. That's going to be a throwing error. And two batters in, Seneca, 1-0 lead. Boy, it was hit hard, and Hayden Chulions fielded it very well. A good throw would have kept that runner at third base, but it sailed away over Talley at first, and Olberding all the way up to second base, and Seneca a 1-0 lead in the blink of an eye. Now that brings up Sam Nordis, who made a nice diving, sliding catch, I should say, to end that top of the first inning defensively. Now he takes one from Weston low and inside for ball one. Nordis reached base in three of his five at-bats on Wednesday night against Doniphan County. There's a swing and a foul tip strike. And now 1-1 the count here on Nordis. Reese Garrity in the on-deck circle. Runner at second base, nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Seneca already out to the 1-0 lead. Now a low pitch, and Lehman as good as they get behind the dish defensively. Stop that one from going much farther behind him. And count now on Nordis at 2-1. A leadoff triple by Mackey and then a throwing error as Olberding at second base and Seneca out to the 1-0 lead. And now this one is hit well out towards center field and leaping and unable to make the grab is Haverkamp. This is extra bases. That's going to score Olberding with ease and Nordis at second base with an RBI double. Multiple hard hit balls, really all three of the batters we have seen for Seneca. Put a charge into it. Another extra base hit, and Seneca leads it 2-0. And here is Reese Garrity. He was our player of the game on Wednesday night. He had a grand slam in the third inning and had five RBIs. And his team already out to a 2-0 advantage. The runner at second base, still nobody out. Weston Chulions delivers one low and inside, but the golf swing comes up empty and it's 0-1. So Seneca picking up right where they left off on Wednesday night. Wednesday night they scored in all but one inning. They have already struck gold here with two in the first, still nobody out. The 0-1 is outside to Garrity, makes it one ball, one strike. Five at-bats for Garrity on Wednesday night, reach base in four of those five. As I mentioned, the grand slam. Now another heavy swing, he comes up empty, and it's one ball, two strikes. Even on the throwing error by Hayden Chulions, the ball hit by Evan Olberding was well struck, and then you had a hard hit triple by Mackey. And then a very sharply hit double by Nordis, who stands at second base. Here's a 1-2. Runs inside. Now it's two balls and two strikes. Doniphan County survived the elimination game, defeating Hiawatha. And the first one tonight, 12-8. Now there is a swing and a miss. Gets away from Lehman. He has to throw it down to first. Does so to secure the out. And that is the first out here in the first. Had to have it. First strikeout for Weston Chulions, and here is the pitcher in Derek Wirtz. Nord is still at second base, but now one out in the inning. Now, both these teams coming into this one game below 500. First pitch by Weston Chulion's a little low and inside for ball one. Two extra base hits already in this first inning, helping a two-run score. Next pitch low and outside. Two balls, no strikes here on Wirtz. Wirtz, a good multi-sport athlete for Nemaha Central, good basketball player. In the middle of this post-21 lineup here this summer, produced well, and now he takes a strike on 2-0. Now two balls, one strike. Three teams left, one spot. State tournament up for grabs. Here is the 2-1, and it's a high chopper fielded nicely by Hayden Chulion's at third. Has to make a long throw, and he throws it away again. This time it was a low throw. The run is in from second as Nordis scores, and Wirtz up to second base as well, and now a 3-0 lead for Seneca here in the bottom of the first. You know, Weston has watched his brother Hayden at third with two throwing errors here in this first inning, and now still only one out, and that brings up Levi Thomas. A fresh pencil bat from the left side, and now he hits this one well out towards center, but playable for Haverkamp. He's running in. He'll make the catch. He was playing pretty deep, but he gets there in time to secure the out as Wirtz holds at second base, and now it's up to Caden Peterson. So Peterson, the first baseman, with Wirtz at second base and now two outs. Three runs in the inning for Seneca. Still an opportunity for maybe another. No matter what happens here, it's been a good start for Seneca here in this first inning. First pitch taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Well, the first three batters that came up for Seneca have come around to score. Weston looking at the runner at second, now fires, and it's a ground ball, slow roller, third base side, but foul. And quickly, Caden Peterson down in the count at no balls and two strikes. Now, Corning and Hiawatha, the two locals to make state last summer. Corning lost to Hiawatha in the semifinals. And there is a swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Nicely placed, and down goes Peterson for the final out of the inning. So Weston Chulion's racks up two strikeouts. But Seneca, three runs, two hits. Corning with two errors and a man left. We go to the second inning here in Wathena. Seneca out to an early 3-0 lead.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Planning a wedding, festival, or big event? Don't let the unexpected ruin your big day. With special event insurance from SBS Insurance, you're covered for cancellations, liability, and more, so you can focus on the celebration. Big moments deserve big protection. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, powered by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Find them online, highlandcc.edu. And then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you. Good start for Seneca. 3-0 their lead as we go to the second inning here tonight in Wathena. Derek Wirtz back to work. He retired Corning in order in the first, so cleanup man and catcher Hunter Lehman leading it off for Corning here in the top of the second inning. Wirtz fires. It's a swing and a miss for strike number one. Lehman, Heidemann, and Talley do up in this inning for Corning. And early in the game, starting from behind, and now he waits on a breaking ball and fouls it away opposite field out of play. quickly Lehman down in the count at 0-2. Lehman was our player of the game against Hiawatha on Wednesday night. Three walks, and then his fourth at bat was a walk-off solo home run in the fifth. And now he puts this into the gap in right center, and running it down with speed is Nordis. He's made a couple of nice defensive plays early, and that retires Hunter Lehman for out number one in the second. So here's the shortstop, Henry Heidemann. Derek Wirtz has retired the first four here tonight. Heidemann reached twice in three at-bats on Wednesday night in the win against Hiawatha, reached on an error, also was hit by a pitch and scored twice, and now he hits this well out towards right center field. Strothman trying to get it into the gap. Did he make that catch? Yes, he did. Wow, a diving sensational catch. This Seneca outfield just making plays early. Emphatic on out number two here in the inning. Quickly, two up, two down. Here's Aiden Talley. Boy, Nordis has made a couple of nice plays. Strothman diving out. Horizontal to make the catch. First pitch running inside. Ball one on Aiden Talley. Seneca's lead is 3-0 here in the top of the second. Base is empty, two down. Wirtz, another one hit well. This one out towards center. Running in, a chest-high catch by Nordis. The outfield busy, but perfect to this point. Another three-up, three-down inning for Derek Wirtz and company. 1.5 in the books. A 3-0 Seneca lead back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Are you planning to purchase or build a new home this year? Or maybe you want to unlock the equity in your current home to fund an addition or kitchen upgrade. This is Lynette Hiltebrand with First Heritage Bank, and our team of mortgage lenders are ready to find a solution that is tailored to your goals and financial situation. Whether it is new construction, a home remodel, or a purchase, we are here for you. Give us a call or stop by and let us help you get the home you deserve. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. It's brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they are helping you get there safely. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman, game two of the double dip. Zone two tournaments in Wathena. Winner's bracket game, and right now, as we go to the bottom of the second, Seneca, an early 3-0 lead on Corning. It'll be 8-9-1 in the Seneca lineup here against Weston Shulians for Corning. And we're starting things out here with the second baseman and the lefty, Camden Schmitz. First pitch to him, skips in the dirt, ball number one, and the home second is on the move. Carter Hike and Jack Mackey do up as well for Seneca in this inning. Weston Shulians kicks, a right-v-left matchup. A little bit high, ball two. Now Camden Schmitz, offensively on a Wednesday night. Five at-bats, four walks, and a strikeout. A 2-0 in there for a called strike, so Schmitz at 2-1 here on Weston Shulians. Seneca's lead 3-0, just getting going in the home second. Now this one's hit well, but foul. Left side, and now from 2-0, it evens up. Two balls, two strikes. Gorgeous night here in Wathena. Three teams remaining, one spot up for grabs. For Hiawatha, the location for state next week, and there's a fastball and a swing and a miss. Ball was on the outer edge, and Schmitz coming up empty, and that's the first out here in the home second. So already three strikeouts for Weston Shulians. That'll bring up number nine in the order in the left fielder, Carter Hike. Here is the first pitch to him, a little Chen Music, up and in, missing for ball number one. A lot of excitement around Nemaha Central for football here in a couple of months. And Carter Hike, a big reason of that. Fouls one off here, and it's one ball, one strike. Two-time offensive player of the year in the 2A classification. Boy, Nemaha Central, they'll be hungry, losing in the title game to Southeast of Saline last November. Now this is hit on a frozen rope, right back up the middle into center field on a one-hopper in front of Haverkamp for a base hit. He can do it all, folks. So a runner at first, one out. Here's Jack Mackey. Back to the top of the order for Seneca. They lead it 3-0 here in the home second. Mackey got things going in a big way with a leadoff triple in the first. So now Weston Chulion's out of the stretch once again. Hike is taking off. The big body's got some wheels. The throw's a little bit low, and it skips out into center field. And Hike on his way to third. He is in there standing. So a stolen base and then a throwing error as Hike all the way up to third base with one out. And the count, one ball, no strikes here on Mackey. Great opportunity for Seneca to add to a 3-0 lead. Now less than a good look at the runner at third. He'll fire in a 1-0, and it's a little bit low for ball two. Now Seneca 4-1 over their last five games. That was following a 9-game losing streak. And did they just pick off Hike at third? They did. What a play by Weston Chulion's brother to brother. That is out number two. Picked off at third is Hike. Well, that erases things quickly. Now two outs, base is empty. The count 2-0 here on Mackey, and Chulion's can potentially face the minimum here as his 2-0 is a little bit upstairs, but now the count at 3-0. Well, Hike had a lot of adrenaline, I'm sure. Working his way around the diamond, but that time he got picked off, and a 3-0 is in there for a called strike, and now it's 3-1. Seneca, they got four on the bench in this game tonight. 14 total on the roster. Here's a 3-1, and it's a ground ball, medium pace, third base side, Hayden Chulion's field, and he throws it away again. The third throwing error by the third baseman, and getting up to second base is Jack Mackey, and that'll continue the inning. That is four errors against Corning already. Two outs, runner at second base. Here is Evan Olberding. Reached on an error and scored in the first. Their lead is 3-0. And a pitch in the dirt and a swing and a miss. And Lehman lost it for a second. And during that look, Mackey able to get up to third base. So a runner at third, two outs, count, no balls, one strike here on Olberding. That's a good low count on that pitch, inside part of the plate, a called strike, and it's 0-2 quickly. Weston will back off, he'll turn and go out of the windup this time. He kind of thought about going out of the stretch, but now he'll go out of the windup. No balls, two strikes, here's the pitch, and it's fouled straight back, stays 0-2. You know, if Olberding can do something here, Sam Nordis in the on-deck circle. Three runs, three hits, no errors for Seneca early. No runs, no hits, and four errors for Corning. Complete opposite starts for these two teams. Here's an 0-2 by Chulion's. It is high and outside. 1-2 now. The count on Evan Olberding. And the Seneca team against Corning this summer, just 1-3. So this is game five between these two. Right now, Seneca the advantage, and now a pitch low that's hit to the left side. Another one for Hayden Chulion's, his throw on target this time to retire the side. So it got a little dicey, yet Weston Chulion's and company keep Seneca off the board. So we go to the third inning of play here in Wathena. Seneca, 3-0 lead on KNCA.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, it's brought to you by Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. And Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tadman, and Wathena tonight. American Legion Baseball Zone 2 Tournament. Winner's bracket game going to the third inning. Right now, Seneca a 3-0 lead. Derek Wirt, 6 up, 6 retired. He'll get 7, 8, 9 in the corning order. First pitch to Jacob Flinty is high and away for ball one. Boy, Jacob Flinty, the Centralia Panther, helping the Panthers get to a football state championship game last year. Losing to Conway Springs in that title game. He was a big part of their success. 1-0 is inside, 2-0. Now the 2-0 on the way, and it's a swing and a foul tip. Makes it two balls and one strike. Jackson Heights Cobra, Tegan Bauhey, and Hayden Shulians will follow in this inning for Corning Post 216. Shutout Hiawatha Wednesday night, 10-0 in five innings. Seneca beat Doniphan County 17-5, and now this one is hit. Shallow opposite field, and it drops inside the line. That's a fair ball. Flinty on a 2-1 pitch just lofts it out to shallow left field near the line, and that is a leadoff single. First hit allowed by Derek Wirtz. That'll bring up the right fielder, Tegan Bauhey. He wears jersey number 3, bats from the right side. So first time tonight, Wirtz has to go out of the stretch. Not much of a lead at first. His first pitch out of the stretch is hit foul down the right field line. And Bauhey starts behind at 0-1. Bauhey in the win against Hiawatha, 3 at-bats, a strikeout, a ground out, and a walk. He's got a runner at first, and nobody out here in the top of the third. There's a throw to first, quick turn by Wirtz. Peterson applied the tag, but Flinty back in safely. No balls, one strike, nobody out. And it's fouled straight back. Quickly, no balls, two strikes on Bauhey. Well, we got a lot of teams that are going to be fun to watch here in a couple of months once we get to a high school football season. Certainly, Bauhey, part of the Jackson Heights community, and the Cobras certainly going to be a quality team in the 1A classification once again. The 0-2 by Wirtz took a little bit off and waiting on it and hitting it out to shallow center field and coming in, Nordis to make the catch, and a throw to first is in time. It's a double play. The defensive outfield for Seneca, the story here early. Ring it up, a double play, and just like that, two outs in the inning. So Hayden Shulians, now the third baseman, quickly two outs in the inning. Dashing the hopes of something special, but Corning now has to do it with two outs if they want to put something together. And the first pitch by Wirtz in there to Hayden Shulians for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Multiple great defensive plays by this Seneca outfield early. That one is fouled straight back, and now Hayden Shulians quickly in the hole at no balls, two strikes. Chance to get out of it, still facing the minimum for Derek Wirtz, looking for his first strikeout. Here's the 0-2. Way outside, one ball, two strikes. Well, Doniphan County, a winner earlier against Hiawatha, moving on to 6 o'clock game tomorrow night. They'll get the loser of this one. Winner here advancing to the finals. This one sliced up and out of play foul and stays one ball, two strikes. Now, the first team eliminated in the tournament is the one team that was guaranteed a spot next week in Hiawatha. One ball, two strikes, two outs, base is empty here in the top of the third. Here's the pitch by Wirtz, and a fastball runs upstairs. And missing the zone, two balls and two strikes. Quickly working the 2-2. Skips in the dirt, and it runs full now. Three balls, two strikes. Payton can get on here. It'll flip back up to his brother Weston at the top of the order. But a 3-0 start for Seneca. They wasted little time. That one is low and outside, ball four. Good at bat for Hayden Chulions to keep the inning alive. That is the first walk issued by Derek Wirtz, and now he gets back to the top of the order with Weston Chulions, who popped out two Wirtz right in front of home plate in his first at bat tonight. Runner at first base, two down. Long wait out of the stretch. Wirtz fires. It's in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. According last year, 17 wins. That state tournament run in Concordia. Just 9 losses. And tonight entering with a record of 10-11. There's a throw over to first. Hayden Chulions back in safely. Count still no balls, one strike on Weston Chulions. Wirtz sets chest level. Right v right matchup. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Pulled the string there. Weston over the top of it. Wirtz out of the stretch, trying to end this inning right here. 0-2. Two outs, man at first. Here's the pitch. High and in. One ball, two strikes. That one way up and inside. And Weston reached base in 3 of his 4 at-bats in the win against Hiawatha on Wednesday, starting tonight 0-1. Here's the pitch. And an off-speed is nubbed to the right side on a one-hopper for the second baseman, Schmitz. He underhands it to Olberding, covering second for the force out to retire the side. So nicely done once again by Derek Wirtz, keeping Corning off the board. We go to the bottom of the third here in Wathena. Seneca, 3-0 lead on KNZA.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Summer has arrived. We all love to take in those warm summer rays, but we must remember to protect our skin and our eyes from the damaging effects of the sun. UV exposure is the main culprit for skin cancer diagnosis. If you plan to be out in the sun, the best protection for your skin is to use sunscreen SPF 15 or higher, wear protective clothing including a hat and sunglasses, and find plenty of shade. Please talk with your primary care physician today if you have any concerns or questions about your risk for skin cancer. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, powered by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Kind TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And I want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman here in Wathena, going to the bottom of the third inning in this winner's bracket game of the Zone 2 tournament. And Seneca, good start for them. They lead Corning 3-0. Weston Chulion's back to work on the bump for Corning. He'll get 3, 4, and 5 in this Seneca order, starting with Sam Nordis, followed by Reese Garrity, and then Derek Wirtz after that. So Nordis, an RBI double and a run scored in his first at-bat back in the first. And the first pitch in the bottom of the third inning is low and inside for ball one. This middle part of the order, very good in the first game and change for Seneca in this tournament. Now a good swing there, but fouling it away. Nordis now an even count, 1-1. And these games were scheduled for last night. The field took a lot of rain and had to take a night off, but Field in great shape here for night number two of this tournament, as the 1-1 is taken inside, but a called strike, and it's 1-2. Three runs, three hits, no errors for Seneca. No runs, one hit, four errors for Corning. Not quite three innings in. And now this one on a 1-2 pitch, right back up the middle, ramps off the mound and into center field for a line drive, ground ball, base hit for Nordis. He is 2-for-2. Good piece of hitting down in the count at 1-2. And the second time in three innings, Seneca, their leadoff man on. Here's the big body lefty DH, Henrys Garrity. Struck out swinging his first time up. Hit a grand slam in the win on Wednesday night. Had five RBIs in that win over Doniphan County. First pitch here is a little bit high and away for ball number one. Nordis at first base with nobody out. Seneca, 3-0 their lead here in the bottom of the third against Corning. And the 1-0. And the runner taking off in Nordis. The throw skips in there. The tag is applied, but just a little bit late, and the runner is safe. Good throw by Lehman. Good stop by Heidemann, but good speed by Nordis just to beat the throw in time, and he is into scoring position with nobody out. Count 1-1 here on Garrity. Weston Chulion's out of the stretch. Good look at second. Not much of a lead. Here's the 1-1, and it's a foul tip. And a strike, or it wasn't tipped, it just got away, and that allows Nordis to take third. Off the initial cusp, it looked like that ball might have been tipped for a foul ball, but just simply got away from Lehman. And the pass ball, now Nordis, 90 feet from scoring with nobody out in the inning. The count is, though, 1-2 on Garrity. And Weston Chulions would love to dish out a strikeout here. The 1-2. Is a swing and a miss, and there it is. Big strikeout for Chulions for out number one in the inning. Now Garrity 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. So here's Derek Wirtz, reached on an error his first time up. He's got a runner at third with one out, his team leading 3-0 in the home third. Weston sets belt level, looking at third, turning, firing, and issues a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Gets the call from Lehman, checks the runner at third, kicks and deals, not much of a leg kick there, and he gets another strike in there, and it's quickly 0-2. Caught the lower part of the zone. So now Wirtz needs to protect. Can he at least get one into play? And out still could produce a run. Here's the 0-2, and it's a swing and a miss. Big strikeout. Quickly, two down. So for Weston Chulions, that's five strikeouts. Has a chance to get out of this inning with no harm done, and it's up to Levi Thomas, the lefty. That open stance from that left side batter's box. First pitch swinging, lifts it out towards center field. This is playable, though, and the catch is made. Actually, right side, it was caught for the out. And after a runner got to third base with nobody out, a pop out, and then a couple of strikeouts, and Weston Chulions able to get out of that inning. So three innings in, a 3-0 lead for Seneca. It's American Legion Baseball, and we're back right after this.
Insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, it is powered by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, they are close to home but far from dead. Online, highlandcc.edu. and Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tama with you in Wathena. We go to the fourth inning of play in this winner's bracket game of the Zone 2 tournament. They shut out right now for Seneca. They lead Corning 3-0. Derek Wirtz, great start for him through three innings. He'll get this meaty portion of the Corning order. 2, 3, and 4, starting with L.J. Kelzer. Kelzer, Haverkamp, and Lehman. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Seneca. No runs, 1 hit, 4 errors for Corning. First pitch in the fourth inning is a little slow roller. Third base side, this is fair. Mackie Fields fires, low throw, dug out in time for the out. Mackie to Peterson, nicely done. And a brief start to the fourth inning, 1 pitch, 1 out. Mackie had to charge that one onto the grass level. Throw was low to first, but dug out by Peterson, and now Ben Haverkamp. Off-speed pitch upstairs for ball one. Haverkamp popped out to shallow center field to end the first inning. Here's the 1-0 by Wirtz, and a swing and a miss for strike number one. One of the few lefties combined for the both teams in Ben Haverkamp. And now a late swing, another miss, and quickly 1-2. Derek Wirtz off to a great start on the bump here for Seneca. He's given up just 1 hit to this point. Here's the 1-2, low and inside, 2-2. He is still looking for his first strikeout. He has had great defense behind him here in the first few innings, especially in that outfield with Nordis and Stroffman. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bases empty, 1 down in the pitch. Is a foul off, just barely around home plate. Stays 2-2. Hunter Lehman in the on-deck circle. And both these teams hot at the right time. Corning into tonight, winners of 5 of their last 6. Seneca, they have won 4 of their last 5. Right now, Seneca the advantage in this one through 3 innings at 3-0. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out here in the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Bends it in there, but just missed outside, and the count runs full at 3-2. All 3 runs for Seneca back in the first. We've had goose eggs cross the board since. The 3-2 in there. Strike 3 call on the outside part of the plate. Haverkamp caught looking for out number 2. First strikeout for Wirtz. Now the catcher in Hunter Lehman. Line down to center his first time up. Batting from the right side. 2 up, 2 down here in the fourth. First pitch to Lehman is a foul off to the left side, and it's 0-1. He's barely caught a piece. Now Wirtz retired the first 6 batters of the game. And after giving up a leadoff single in the third, he has retired now 5 in a row. Now this one's hit to the right side. Ground ball, second base. Easy play for Schmitz over to Peterson in time. 3 up, 3 down for Wirtz once again. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here on KNZA. Seneca coming up to bat with a 3-0 lead.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball tonight on a KNZA. It is presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kine CS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And also want to thank McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca. Speaking of Seneca, 3-0 their lead on Corning. This winner's bracket game of the Zone 2 tournament as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning as Weston Shulions is back to work. He will get the bottom three in the Seneca lineup, 7-8-9, Caden Peterson, Camden Schmitz, and Carter Hike. Three runs for Seneca scored in the first inning. We have had goose eggs across the board since. Winner moves on to the finals this weekend. Doniphan County awaits the loser tomorrow night in another elimination game. Seneca already, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Corning, no runs, 1 hit, 4 errors. That really hurt them, the error number. And that 3 spot Seneca put up in the first inning. But Weston Shulions, he settled down. As we get ready to step in, Caden Peterson, he struck out swinging his first time up, which ended that 3-run first. His second time up against Weston, the first pitch to him is a slow roller. Is that going to stay fair? It does not. It's a foul ball. Third base line. And Peterson has to come back. He'll start behind at 0-1. So Peterson's strikeout in the first was his 3rd strikeout in this tournament. He has reached base just 1 time, and that was on a fielder's choice in that game on Wednesday night. Here's the 0-1. Reaching out for this one and lifting it down the right field line and running towards the line and dropping it near the corner is the right fielder in Bauhey. And running into second base, standing on a late throw is Peterson. And that is error number 5 in this game for Corning. Well, certainly Bauhey had to make a lengthy run towards the line, but out his first time up. Seneca trying to add to a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Weston Chulion sets out of the stretch. Here's the kick and the fire. It's low and inside for ball one. Schmitz, the strikeout and his lone at bat tonight. He reached base in 4 of 5 at bats on Wednesday. Now he hits this off the end of the bat. Tough play for the pitcher in Weston Chulion. And he's got no play, and it's an infield hit. Peterson hung true at 2nd. He stays there. Schmitz at 1st. Now 2 on and nobody out. That brings up the left fielder, Carter Hike. Carter had a sharp single to center his first time up. Now an RBI chance here with nobody out in the 4th. Runners at 1st and 2nd. Weston Chulion's having to work out of a jam here in the 4th. First pitch to Carter. Bunt shown. Pitch is low. He pulled back, and it's ball one. Weston working his way back to the rubber. Seneca a chance to maybe blow this game open a little bit. Good swing, but fouled straight back by Hike, and it's 1-1. Hike was not in the lineup on Wednesday night, but a good start for him in game number 2 with a single in his first at bat. Well, he was picked off at third base when he got there. Now he puts a great bunt down at third, or down the first baseline, beg your pardon, to get the runners 2 second and 3rd. Does a great job. They get the out at first, but advancing both runners to 2nd and 3rd. So back to the top of the order, Jack Mackey with 2 in scoring position and 1 out. He opened the first inning up with a triple and a run scored, and then his 2nd at bat in the 2nd, he reached on an error. But a base hit could tag 2. It's a 3-0 Seneca lead, looking for more in the bottom of the 4th. Here's Weston's pitch, and it's low and outside for ball 1. He scored a run in that first inning. He scored 4 runs in the win on Wednesday night. So he has scored 5 runs in not quite 2 games in this tournament. Now he lifts this one fouling out of play, which evens the count at 1-1 strike. Seneca this season, just 1-3 against Corning in four games. They have the advantage here. Now, right about the halfway point of this game in this zone tournament, there's a nice breaking ball that catches the edge for a called strike, and now Mackey behind at 1-2. Runner at third is Peterson. Runner at second is Schmitz. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Seneca trying to add to a 3-0 lead. Pitch by Weston Chulions is a little slow roller, picked up on home plate, and it's going to be a foul ball. Would have been a tough play for Lehman. Might have caught a break there for Corning. So stays 1-2 here on Mackey. Another good athlete for Nemaha Central. That right side batter's box, tad bit open on the stance. Down in the count at 1-2 with runners at second and third. Weston going out of the windup here. Here's the pitch. And it runs inside and hits him on the arm. On a 1-2 pitch, Mackey hits. The bases are loaded for Evan Olberding. Maybe there's arguments on if that actually hits Mackey or not. Making sure it didn't hit maybe the bottom of the bat for a foul ball, but the call stands, and now the bases are loaded with one out. Evan Olberding, big opportunity for him. A 3-0 Seneca lead here, batting in the bottom of the fourth. One out. Peterson at third, Schmitz at second, Mackey at first. Weston sets belt level, fires. First pitch swinging, fouling it away down the left field line. And just getting over the fence, and a foul ball for strike one. Olberding in the first, reached on an error, scored a run, and then his second at bat in the second, he grounded out to third. But he's got the bases loaded with one out here in the fourth. Weston Chulion sets belt level, looks at third, now fires it home. A little bit low and outside, now 1-1. I saw the Royals lost in extra innings in Miami, their first game out of the All-Star break. Now this is hit well towards the gap, left center field. Haverkamp running it. He can't get there in time in the gap. He has to play it on a two-hopper, launching it into home to keep it to a one-bagger. It's an RBI single. Everybody moves up, and Seneca's lead is 4-0. So Peterson in from third. Schmitz to third. Mackey to second. Olberding at first. Base is still loaded, one out. Here is Sam Nordis. Now we get a meeting on the hill for Corning. This is a tough spot for them. Got Nordis, who has been very good this tournament. Two hits tonight, three overall. Essentially, if you want to combine the two games, well, tonight's game not fully complete, but the game Wednesday night, he is a home run away from the cycle. He had a triple on Wednesday night. And tonight, 2-for-2 with a double and a single. The first run scored by either side since the bottom of the first inning. Seneca's lead is 4-0. We're in the bottom of the fourth, one out, bases loaded, and after the meeting, Weston Chulion still on the hill. He has hit a batter this inning. He hasn't walked anybody. He has racked up 5 strikeouts. But the big difference here, Corning's defense with 5 errors to this point. Big spot for Nordis. First pitch to him. In there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. RBI double, a run scored in the first, single in the third for Sam Nordis. Schmitz at third, Mackey at second, Olberding at first. Here's the 0-1. He swings and misses at this one. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. Quickly 0-2. An RBI single by Olberding in this inning, extending Seneca's lead to 4-0 and a chance for more. Weston Chulion sets at the belt, but has him down 0-2. Here's the pitch, and it's hit to the right side, but foul. Bouncing past the first base side dugout, stays no balls, 2 strikes. Nordis wears jersey number 25. Batting from the right side, big spot here. The 0-2 once again is a swing and a miss, and down he goes. Good strikeout, much needed for Weston Shulians. Two outs in the inning, and now up to Reese Garrity. Six strikeouts for Weston Shulians. This is the third time this tournament that Reese has come up to bat with the bases loaded. Well, one of those times he hit a grand slam. Takes a heavy swing here and fouls it away, and it's 0-1. His grand slam against Doniphan County on Wednesday night capped off a four-run inning. Responsible for all four of those runs, and Seneca really put that game away with six runs in the seventh. No balls, one strike, two outs, bases loaded here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch by Weston Shulians, and he catches the inner edge for a called strike, and it's 0-2. I think if you get Garrity here, it is a win this inning for Corning, despite giving up a run. That certainly looked like it could and still could be much worse. There's the swing and a miss. Got him with the fastball. Inside part of the plate. Back-to-back strikeouts. Weston Shulians, he has dished out seven Ks, but another run added for Seneca on an RBI single by Evan Olberding. Go to the fifth inning here in Wathena. Shutout being posted by Seneca. They lead Corning 4-0.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, they are close to home but far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman, to the fifth inning we go. Winner's bracket game of the Zone 2 Legion Tournament. Right now, Seneca, a 4-0 lead against Corning. And here we go. Corning will have 5, 6, and 7 against Derek Wirtz. Starting here with Henry Heidemann. And Wirtz has been so sharp. He's had great defense behind him. He's given up just one hit through four innings. And the first pitch of the fifth inning is a little bit south of the knees for ball number one. Henry Heidemann, a line out to right in his first at bat tonight. And the 1-0 is hit sharply, but right at Olberding, it's short, plays it smoothly over to first in time for the out. Derek Wirtz in all but one inning, so four of the five innings, he has retired the first Corning batter of the inning. One out, base is empty, and here is Aiden Talley. First pitch to him is a swing and a miss for strike one. Pitch was a little bit up and in, but went for it and missed. Talley, a line out to center, his first time up. Wirtz kicks, fires, and caught the outer edge, called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Jacob Plenty in the on-deck circle for Corning, just trying to find something on offense. They have been shut down through four and change. The 0-2 by Wirtz, went with a high fastball, and Talley held off, now one ball, two strikes. A beautiful night here under the lights in Wathena for this one. A 1-2 by Wirtz took some off, and it tailed away out of the zone. And Talley works it back to an even count at 2-2. Base is empty, one out in the inning. We're in the top of the fifth. Seneca's lead is 4-0. Now reaching out for this one and popping it up left side of the infield, and Olberding is going to make a shoulder-high catch, flip it to his partner, the second baseman in Schmitz. Easy put there for out number two. ground out to shorts and then a pop out to short. Two up, two down. Here's Jacob Plenty. Boy, Wirtz in cruise control right now. And his first pitch to Plenty, missing a little bit outside for ball one. Since giving up a walk in the third inning, six straight retired by Wirtz. And now that one runs inside and hits Plenty. So a free pass with two outs here in the fifth. Caught him in the foot. Hobbling down to first. Appears to be okay. And now here's Teagan Bauhey. Bauhey hit it sharply to center field, which turned into a line-out 8-3 double play. As Plenty was at first and was caught off first on the line-out, which turned into a quick double play. And now similar scenario in this fifth inning. First pitch to Bauhey, a little bit high for ball one. So Plenty at first base, two outs. 4-0, the Seneca lead here in the top of the fifth. Wirtz shakes off one, calls yes, missing with the high fastball, and it's 2-0. Winner of this one guarantees their spot in the finals. Doniphan County awaits the loser tomorrow night at 6 in another elimination game. Now Wirtz will throw to first, low throw, dug out by Peterson, nicely done, but back in safely is Plenty. The fourth batter up this inning, Wirtz, has not yet had to face more than four in an inning, and it looks to be the same. Ground ball right to Wirtz, has plenty of time to make an accurate throw. A ground out to the pitcher by Bauhey ends the inning as Wirtz facing just four in the fifth. Beautifully done for Seneca. Coming up to bat here for them, bottom of the fifth inning, they lead Corning 4-0.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, it's powered by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Also want to thank Kind TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you. Thanks for tuning in on a Friday night. Winner's Bracket Game, Zone 2 Legion Baseball Tournament in Athena. Seneca leading Corning 4-0. As Seneca comes up to bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning, they'll have Derek Wirtz, number 5 in the order, leading things off, followed by Levi Thomas and Caden Peterson. So Weston Chulion's back to work. Shaky in the first, but has done well since, giving up just one run over the last three. Right now, Seneca with the 4-0 lead. And the first pitch here to Derek Wirtz, a little bit low for ball one. Wirtz reached on an error in the first, struck out swinging in the third. And now leading things off here in the home fifth. Out of the windup, Weston Chulions delivers, and a tie inside, 2-0. Well, the first time we have seen two starting pitchers both run this deep into a game. Here is a swing and a foul off left side, and it's two balls and one strike. Here on the Seneca pitcher in Derek Wirtz, who has been very good tonight. He's given up just one hit to Corning through five innings. He's had great defense behind him, no doubt about that. Now we get a pause in the action. Weston Chulion's on the mound. A thumbs up to the home plate umpire says we're good. Two balls, one strike. Leading off the bottom of the fifth here, Derek Wirtz. Here's the pitch by Weston Chulions. Tails away outside, missing. Now three balls and one strike. Now, Weston has not walked a batter tonight. He has hit a batter. And he has racked up seven strikeouts. Here's the 3-1. And the announcer jinks heavily into play. First walk issued by Weston. That pitch low and outside. And Wirtz at first base with nobody out. Here's Levi Thomas, 0 for 2. A fly out to center and a ground out to second. A 4-0 Seneca lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Thomas the catcher, jersey number 9, batting from the left side. Number 2 pencil bat, gotta love it. Spins it around, now resting it above the left shoulder. The first pitch fastball missing inside for ball 1. Donovan County, a victory against Hiawatha. Game 1 tonight. That was an elimination game. 12-8, that final score. And that 1-0 pitch a little bit outside to Levi Thomas. 2 balls, no strikes. Derek Wirtz at first base with nobody out. Seneca a chance to add to a 4-0 lead. And now a throw to first gets away. And chugging his way up to second base with ease is Wirtz. That is 6 errors on the Corning defense tonight. That is not what you want to see. And now Wirtz in scoring position, and now the count 2-0 on Levi Thomas. Here's the 2-0. This is hit well on a line drive out to the gap, and it drops in for a base hit. It's cut off quickly by Haverkamp. He does a good job getting it in. And on the throw home, you get Thomas up into second base. So it's a single and an advance. Wirtz stops at third. So now runners at second and third with nobody out. And now it's Caden Peterson. He reached on an error and scored the lone run in the fourth. And he was the final out of the first inning with a swinging strikeout. And a big RBI chance here for Caden Peterson. Wirtz the runner at third, Thomas the runner at second. And now we got a meeting on the hill. And we might see our first pitching change here. And Corning will make the change, so we'll step aside. Seneca in a good spot, leading 4-0. Corning with a pitching change. We're back at 60 seconds here on KNZA.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You'll feel
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Sun's out, toys out. Whether it's your boat, ATV, jet ski, or side-by-side, make sure it's covered before you hit the throttle. At SBS Insurance, we protect your summer fun with customized coverage that moves with you. Play hard, ride smart, insure it first.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Wathena, American Legion Baseball, we got our first pitching change here in this second game. Corning going to the pen. Henry Heidemann is going to take over for Weston Chulions. Bottom of the fifth inning, Seneca up to bat. They have runners at second and third and nobody out. And for Henry Heidemann, the first batter he will face will be Caden Peterson. So Weston Chulion's responsible for the two runners on base. He goes four innings, seven hits. He did strike out seven. His defense tonight, not ideal. And the first pitch by Heidemann is fouled away by Caden Peterson. And up around the fans, first base side, and it's 0-1. Well, for Corning, this is make or break time. Seneca, opportunity here to blow this thing open. They're up 4-0 with two on, nobody out in the fifth. Infield shaded a touch in towards the grass. Heidemann's 0-1 is outside for ball one. So Heidemann was defensively at short. Now Weston Chulion's over there at that position. They simply just swapped. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch to Peterson, and it's outside. It gets away. Runners take off. Here comes Wirtz, and a feet-first slide. He's in there safely. So on a wild pitch, a run is in for Seneca. Their lead is 5-0. Thomas goes second to third. So now a runner at third. Nobody out. 5-0 the Seneca lead, and the count on Peterson. Two balls, one strike. It has been an off night for Corning indeed. And now the next pitch, 2-1, popped up. Foul territory, right side, and reaching back. Oh, tough play. Lehman couldn't make the catch. That is fortunate for Peterson. He'll get another opportunity as Lehman misjudged that one in the air. And foul territory down the first base line. So two balls, two strikes. Thomas at third, nobody out. A run is in. Seneca's lead is 5-0 and looking for more. Heidemann sets, chest level, fires it in there, and hits it. Kind of an awkward spin off home plate. It's played by Heidemann, low throw to third, and dug out by Talley in time for the out. So it keeps Thomas at third. All-important first out recorded for Corning here in the bottom of the fifth. That'll bring up Camden Schmitz. So Camden Schmitz, he is 1-for-2, a single back in the fourth, a strikeout in the second. Right now he's got Thomas at third base with one out here in the fifth. His team leading Corning 5-0. And the first pitch by Heidemann runs inside, gets away, but kicked off the backstop quickly, and Thomas held up at third. One ball, no strikes here on Schmitz. Five at-bats on Wednesday, and he drew four walks. And tonight, 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Here's the 1-0, and it's inside. Two balls, no strikes. Gets stopped by Lehman, kind of diving to his right to keep that one in front. Carter Hike in the on-deck circle for Seneca, trying to advance to the tournament finals. Three teams left, one spot in Hiawatha next week for state up for grabs. Here's the 2-0, and just missed outside. Three balls, no strikes. Out of the stretch, Heidemann sets, delivers, and delivers a strike. Now 3-1. Has caught the inside part of the plate. Thomas at third base. One run across, thanks to a run scoring on a wild pitch, and the 3-1 runs inside, ball four. So the first walk issued by Henry Heidemann. Well, if you're Corning, you do bring the double play into effect. They're at the corners with one out. And Carter Hike, two productive at-bats tonight with a single in the second and a sacrifice bunt in the fourth that moved a couple of runners into scoring position. And now he's got him at the corners here in his third at-bat, trying to add to a five-run lead. Heidemann sets, deals, bunt shown, pitch runs way up and inside. And now a throw to second, and it clips off the glove of Kelzer and caroms out into shallow right center field, and another run is in. That'll go down as the seventh error of the night for Corning. Thomas scores, and Schmitz, after the ball popped away, all the way to third. So a 6-0 Seneca lead, still one out in the inning and a runner at third. 1-0 the count here on Hike, and he fouls it away to make it one ball, one strike. No runs, one hit, seven errors for Corning in this game. That is not a recipe for a victory. Two runs across, adding to this Seneca lead. Fastball missing outside here to Hike. Now two balls, one strike. Multiple errors this inning. A wild pitch scoring one of the two runs. Fastball outer edge, called strike. Now two balls, two strikes here on Carter Hike. Jack Mackey in the on-deck circle. It'll be the fourth time around for the Seneca lineup here. Once we get past Hike. The 2-2. And a swing and a miss, and Heidemann records his first strikeout. Out number two here in the inning. And back to the top of the order, fourth time through, it's Jack Mackey. Led off the Seneca first with a triple. He has reached on an error. He's also been hit by a pitch, so he has reached in all three of his ABs. Schmitz at third base with now two outs. First pitch by Heidemann, and it's hit well. Left side on a one-hopper. It is Weston Chulianz at short, secures it, throws to first in time to retire Mackey and end the inning. But again, tough one for Corning, couple of errors and a wild pitch. Two runs across for Seneca. They add to their lead. They lead Corning 6-0. Go to the sixth inning. We're back in 60 seconds on KMZA.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Are you planning to purchase or build a new home this year? Or maybe you want to unlock the equity in your current home to fund an addition or kitchen upgrade. This is Lynette Hiltebrand with First Heritage Bank, and our team of mortgage lenders are ready to find a solution that is tailored to your goals and financial situation. Whether it is new construction, a home remodel, or a purchase, we are here for you. Give us a call or stop by and let us help you get the home you deserve. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, it's powered by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead. Online, highlandcc.edu. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week. Great specials. Now, it's been a good, solid performance across the board for Seneca tonight. They lead Corning 6-0. As Derek Wirtz back to work as we start this sixth inning of play. He'll face 9-1-2 in the Corning order. Boy, they got work to do. And only two more innings. But a six-run lead for Seneca. Hayden Chulianz steps in. First pitch to him. Hit right back up the middle. And out to center field for a base hit. Just got by Oberding, who tried to stretch it out behind second base. From a shortstop position, good start here for Corning. Just their second hit tonight. Leadoff single here by Hayden Chulianz. And then back to the top of the order to his brother, Weston Chulianz. Weston 0-2, a pop out and a ground out. Wirtz has not had to work out of the stretch much here tonight, but he delivers this first pitch to Weston out of the stretch, and it's called strike to make it 0-1. Now, fortunate for Corning, if they don't rally, they'll get an opportunity again tomorrow. Doniphan County awaiting the loser in the first game tomorrow. Then the winner of that game would go on to play Seneca, again, if this result holds. But Chulianz, a hearty swing and a miss there. He's quickly down at 0-2. L.J. Kelzer in the on-deck circle. Wirtz sets and fires off speed. Ben, no. All right, I spoke too soon. It wasn't a strike. Just missed. 1-2. Good spot, better eye for Weston Chulianz, but still down in the count at 1-2. Not much of a lead for Hayden at first. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, and down goes Weston Chulianz. Out number one here in the sixth. Just the second strikeout for Derek Wirtz. And here's L.J. Kelzer, 0-2 with a couple of ground outs. Now for Seneca, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Right now for Corning, no runs, 2 hits, and 7 errors. That is the big difference, probably the biggest stat in this game to this point. First pitch to Kelser in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Hayden Chulianz after the leadoff single at first base still, one out in the inning. We're in the top of the sixth, and Seneca's lead is 6-0. Derek Wirtz sets chest level and fires, and it's hit well. Left field, base hit. Between Olberding and Mackey at short and third, respectively, second hit of the inning, and two on and one out. So Hayden Chulianz to second, Kelser occupying first, and here is Ben Haverkamp. So just one hit through the first five innings tonight for Corning. They have two singles here in the sixth. Three hits overall. Wirtz out of the stretch. First pitch to Haverkamp, a little high and away for ball one. Ben Haverkamp popped out to center in the first, and a strikeout looking in the fourth, 0-2. That's from the left side, pretty straight up with that stance. Little movement with the bat above the left shoulder, the 1-0 on the way, and it's high and away. Two balls and no strikes. Runner at first, Kelser. Runner at second, Hayden Chulianz. One out here in the top of the sixth. Corning's got a lot of work to do. They're down six. And the 2-0 is outside. Now three balls, no strikes with Hunter Lehman in the on-deck circle. A walk here would load the bases with one out. Pitch by Wirtz. The 3-0, high and away, ball four. Now let's see if fatigue might be settling in here. Wirtz has been grinding. This is the first inning tonight he's going to face more than four in an inning. And right now for Corning, this is their spot to make some noise. Bases loaded, one out here in the sixth. They're down 6-0. And Hunter Lehman, certainly a guy Corning would want to have in a spot like this. Cleanup man for Corning. Wirtz going out of the windup here. And the pitch. It is high for ball one. Runner at third, Hayden Chulianz. Runner at second, L.J. Kelser. Runner at first, Ben Haverkamp. The 1-0 is delivered and in there for a strike. And now 1-1, the count on Hunter Lehman, who's 0-2 tonight, a line out to center and a ground out to second. Corning trying to get on the board, and there's a swing and a miss. Blew it by with the fastball, and now it's 1-2. That swing looked like I was trying to get four on the board. Here's a 1-2. And reaching out, it's hit to shallow center field, and it drops in for a hit. Nordis cuts it off. Here's a throw home, not in time. So, again, the runners kind of had to hold just to make sure it wasn't going to be caught. Everybody moves up, and the first run tonight for Corning on an RBI single by Hunter Lehman, and now it's a 6-1 game. Here's Henry Heidemann. Base is loaded, one out. One run is in. The opportunity is here for Corning to make things interesting. Have a quick pause in the action as Olberding from his shortstop position. Now the rest of the Seneca infield going to meet with Wirtz on the hill, who's been so good tonight, but the pitch number rising, fatigue may be settling in. It's kind of getting away at least this inning, but still a five-run lead for Seneca. Well, one swing of the bat here for Henry Heidemann could change the entire outlook of this game. So after the brief meeting, here we go. Kelser at third, Haverkamp at second, Lehman at first. Out of the windup, first pitch to Henry Heidemann. Runs inside and hits him. And a run is in. It's now 6-2. Okay. And now Aiden Talley stepping in, and he represents the tying run. And this might be it for Wirtz. We'll see. Boy, he's pitched so well tonight. It's kind of gotten away from him here. See if he gives that ball up or not. Kind of hard to tell, but nonetheless, a meeting right now for Seneca as Corning is trying to battle back. Been stymied all night. No runs, one hit through five innings. They have two runs on three hits here in the sixth inning alone to get to within four at 6-2. They still have the bases loaded with only one out. And it will still be Wirtz, so no change. For as far as Wirtz has got, the pitch count not incredibly high. So here's Aiden Talley, who had a three RBI double in their win on Wednesday night. And now he's got the bases loaded here in the sixth inning with his team down four. And he takes the first pitch called strike. He'll fall behind at 0-1. He's lined out to center. He has popped out to short. Here is the 0-1. He hits this one hard, but foul and out of play down the right field line, and he's quickly behind at 0-2. Haverkamp, the runner at third. Lehman, the runner at second. Heideman, the runner at first. One out here in the top of the sixth inning as Corning has got to within 6-2 and looking to make things interesting. Here's the 0-2. And it's hit to the right side. This is playable, and it drops in front of the right fielder, Strothman, for a base hit. Here comes one. Here comes two. The throw, the tag. It gets away. Two runs are in. Two more advance. It is a two-run game with one out in the sixth. As Talley comes through, driving in Haverkamp and Lehman with a sharp single to right, and he gets to second on the throw home. Heideman goes first to third. And a base hit could tie this game. Now, things have quickly changed. Here's Jacob Flinty. Runners at second and third. It's now quickly, just like that, in the blink of an eye, a two-run game. First pitch outside for ball one. Talley with another big hit for Corning in this tournament. There's a swing and a miss there. Good pitch by Wirtz, and evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So Heideman, the runner at third. You got Talley at second base. Four have scored for Corning in the inning to get within two. And now this is hit to the right side, but right to the second baseman, and a throw to short gets away, and that's going to allow the runner third, Heideman. He'll score. They record an out, but they get a run. A line out by Flinty to the second baseman in Schmidt, and then he tried to pick off Talley at second, and the throw got away, and Heideman scores. And the first error tonight for the Seneca defense, allowing Corning to score. We got a new hitter coming up here for Corning. It's a pitch hitter. It is Maddox Honus going to bat here for Tegan Bauhe. Big spot. A one-run game with a runner at second base and two outs here in the sixth. And a ground ball by Honus, fielded by Olberding at short. He has time. It's a high throw, but good thing Peterson's kind of tall. He reaches up, makes the catch to retire the side. But Corning has flipped this game rather quickly. Five runs on four hits in the sixth inning. And we got a one-run game as we go to the home six. 6-5 our score back after this here on KNZA.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. KCS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And I want to thank as well McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman here in Wathena. Boy, how this winner's bracket game has flipped rather quickly. Going into that top of the sixth inning, Corning was down to Seneca 6-0. But 5 runs on 4 hits, and now a 1-run game to the home 6 we go. Henry Heidemann's first pitch to Evan Olberding is high for ball one. And in the blink of an eye, the outlook of this game, much different. And the 1-0 is fouled away by Olberding, now evened up at 1-1. Corning had no runs and just 1 hit through 5 innings on Derek Wirtz, but they get 5 runs on 4 hits in the 6th inning to get to within a 6-5 deficit. 1-1 in the dirt. Now 2-1 to Evan Olberding. Nordis and Garrity also due up in the inning. So an opportunity for Seneca with 2, 3, and 4 against Heidemann. He came on in relief. It's about the 5th time he's rocked in a pitch and his hat's flown off. And that one missing. Now 3-1. He will kick and fire. That time the hat did not come out, and the pitch is inside, ball four. So a leadoff walk to Evan Olberding, and that'll bring up Sam Nordis. That is the 2nd walk issued by Heidemann in relief. Here is Sam Nordis, 4th at bat tonight. He is 2-for-3, a double, a single, and a strikeout. He's got an RBI and a run scored. A 6-5 Seneca lead as they bat in the bottom of the 6th inning. First pitch to Nordis a little bit outside, and it's 1-0. Heidemann out of the stretch. Not much of a lead for Olberding, but he still throws it over to first base. Kicks away from Talley, but not far enough for Olberding to try to scamper to second. 1-0. Nobody out. Runner at first base. Seneca. Just a 1-run lead now at 6-5. Heidemann's next pitch outside, and it's 2-0. Well, if Corning can find a way to rally to win this game, that would be quite incredible. Boy, that one, heavy cheese up and in, and it goes behind Nordis. The hat flew off again, and now the count 3-0. Well, the last thing you want for Corning, after getting 5 runs to get within 1, is now all of a sudden put Seneca in an opportunity to get some runs back. There's a swing and a miss on a 2-1 correction on the count. So now it's evened up, 2-2 here on Nordis. Boy, Heidemann's got to figure a way to keep the hat on while he pitches. About every other shot, it comes rocking off his head every pitch. There's a throw to first. And back in safely is Olberding standing. Well, certainly the runners now are more intense. This now being a 1-run game in the 6th. Here's the 2-2. And it's hit foul down the right field line, so stays 2-2. As it stands right now, Seneca, 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Corning, 5 runs, 5 hits, 7 errors. That's 7 errors. That is a high number. And now this one, 2-2, lifted deep out into center field. Haverkamp backing, still backing in front of the track. He makes the catch and launching it back into the infield quickly. And that is an important out for Corning here in the bottom of the 6th. Hit to a fairly deep part of the ballpark. And now here is Reese Garrity. It has been a rough one tonight for Garrity. 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. Got a runner at first, 1 out here in the 6th. His team clinging to a 1-run lead. First pitch to him by Heidemann, and it runs inside and hits him. The 2nd hit batter tonight. First one hit by Heidemann. Julian's hit one earlier in the game. So now 2 on and 1 out for Derek Wirtz. And now we'll have a meeting on the hill for Corning. Let's see if Heidemann holds true, and it looks like he will transfer the ball elsewhere. So a pitching change here in the sixth recording. We'll tell you about it after a timeout here on KNZA.
Heidemann True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at NVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Bemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Wathena, big spot in this game as Corning makes another pitching change. Hayden Shulians will get the ball here with Corning trying to fight their way back. They have fought their way back. They're down one, but Seneca with one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning have two runners on. Third pitcher tonight for Corning. And right now, Olberding, the runner at second base, Garrity, the runner at first. And the first batter that Hayden Shulians is going to face is going to be Derek Wirtz. This was all Seneca through five. Then the blink of an eye, Corning rattles off five runs on four hits in the sixth inning to get this to a 6-5 game. But Seneca in the home six, again, an opportunity to add with two on and one out. Here is Derek Wirtz. He has reached twice, both via the air. He has scored a run. He has struck out once. Hayden Shulians, a right-hander, sets his first pitch low and in the dirt for ball one. Now Wirtz, a starting pitcher. He's pitched all innings tonight. It was rock solid through five, but got real shaky in that sixth inning. There's a breaking ball in there for a called strike, and now Wirtz evened up at 1-1. Levi Thomas in the on-deck circle. Seneca would like nothing more than to get at least a run or two back. Runner takes off, going to third. Lehman looked that way to throw, but too much speed. Olberding the steal, double steal. Garrity up to second. Olberding makes third. So now second and third with one out. Count now two balls, one strike here on Wirtz. A base hit would be big. Here is the 2-1. It is outside. Three balls, one strike. Levi Thomas in the on-deck circle. Weston Chulion's got the start tonight. Pitched four innings for Corning. He had seven strikeouts but gave up seven hits. And the 3-1 is a swing and a miss, and the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Evan Olberding, the runner at third. Reese Garrity, the runner at second base. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Seneca trying to add to a one-run lead. Here's the pitch. It is low, ball four. And the bases are loaded with one out for Levi Thomas. Now, at this point, the biggest at-bat of this game tonight. Levi Thomas, a single in his last at-bat. He is 1-for-3. Now he has the bases loaded, and a rocket shot opposite field. Base hit left field. One run is in, and here comes a second one to score. And coming through with one out, it's a 2-RBI knock for Levi Thomas, and the lead back to 3 for Seneca. Well, the two runners to score, Olberding and Garrity. Wirtz goes first to third. Thomas to second on the throw home. And just had to get that back. It's going to be a courtesy runner at second base. It'll be William Leaguer. run for Thomas at second base, but coming through in a big way. 8-5, Seneca by 3 here in the bottom of the 6th and looking for more. They're at second and third, still only one out. And the first pitch to Caden Peterson is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Now, Peterson tonight, he has reached on an error and has scored a run. Also in that mix, a ground out and a strikeout. The 0-1 outside evens up, 1-1. Now, it's got to be gut-wrenching for Corning. After clawing all the way back from down 6 to being down 1, Seneca getting these runs right back in the home 6. The lead is 3. The 1-1 outside. 2-1 here on Peterson. And Hayden Chulions again, third pitcher utilized for Corning tonight. The pitch, bends it in there, called strike, nicely placed, and it's 2-2. And still only one out in the inning. For Corning, you got to keep Seneca off the board this frame the rest of the way. Here's the pitch. It's a swing and a miss. Got him on a pitch low, and he swung over the top of it for a strikeout. First strikeout for Hayden Chulions, and a big out number 2 here in the 6th. So it's up to Camden Schmitz with Wirtz at third and the courtesy runner William Leaguer at second base. Or Seneca here in the bottom of the 6th. Hayden Chulion's first pitch to Camden Schmitz. The fastball called strike and it's 0-1. Camden also a left-handed hitter. Hayden Chulion's a right-handed thrower. Advantage hitter on this one. Next pitch missed just a bit outside and it's 1-1. Runners at second and third. Two outs here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Seneca adding 2 to get that lead back to 3. It's 8-5. And a foul tip and a strike, and it's 1-2. Now, Schmidt can do something here. Carter Heike of the on-deck circle. But Seneca certainly has done what they've had to do and at least get a couple of those runs given up back. 1-2 inside. Evens up. 2-2. Schmitz has reached base twice tonight, a single and a walk. He has also struck out. The 2-2 by Chulions. Did he get him? Yes, he did. A swing and a miss, and down he goes. So Hayden Chulions comes back. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning, but for Corning, it's down to the 7th inning. They need 3 to keep it alive. Seneca 8 and Corning 5. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To the 7th inning we go here in Wathena. American Legion Baseball brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. ComTS Trucking of Sabetha offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And I want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they are helping you get there safely. Well, Derek Wirtz back on the hill for Seneca, trying to throw a complete game here tonight. And for Corning, they need at least 3 in this 7th inning to keep it alive. They're down 8-5. It'll be number 9 in the order in Hayden Chulions to lead it off against Wirtz. All 5 of the Corning runs in the last inning. They gave Seneca 2 back in the bottom of the 6th, and the deficit for Corning is 3. First pitch to Hayden Chulions is ball number 1. Missed a little bit inside. Now Wirtz, the 1-0. Lifted high in the air, right side, shallow right center field. Could be a tough play. It's going to be the right fielder in Strothman charging in to make the catch. And out number 1 here in the 7th. Here's Weston Shulianz with one out. Base is empty. Boy, you had Strothman, Schmitz, Nordis all converging on that shallow pop-up to right center. Ultimately, Strothman made the catch. A foul tip here by Weston Shulianz. He'll start behind at 0-1. Well, two outs to spare for Corning. They need three runs. Boy, they have put up a heck of a fight to still be in this thing. But now they need a lot of work done. This one is hit well out towards left field on a line drive, but Carter Hike playing it perfectly, moves two steps to his left. Shoulder high catch, two up, two down. And now it's up to L.J. Kelzer. Seneca trying to advance in the championship round. Doniphan County awaiting the loser tomorrow night in another elimination game. 8-5 Seneca, two outs here in the seventh. Up to Kelzer, Wirtz, a fastball right down Broadway for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Kelzer tonight, he is 1-for-3, a single and a run scored in that 5-run sixth inning. A couple of groundouts in there as well. Here's the 0-1 by Wirtz, and it's hit on a frozen rope and right past the third baseman and Mackey and out in the left for a two-out hit. Sharply hit by Kelzer, and that keeps the game moving. That'll bring up Ben Haverkamp, who is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. And it looks like Corning will get a courtesy runner out there. It'll be Colby Balhay. A courtesy run at first base for Kelzer. Two outs, runner at first. Corning's got to keep the line moving. They're down three here in the seventh. And Wirtz again, trying to go the distance here for Seneca tonight. And the first pitch to Haverkamp is outside for ball one. Wirtz taking a long look. Courtesy runner at first base. He'll throw it back over there. Back in safely is Colby Balhay, who is the current courtesy runner for L.J. Kelzer, who just had a sharp single to left in the last at bat. But Corning needs to keep the line moving. They're down to just one out to spare. The 1-0 outside. Two balls, no strikes. If Haverkamp can get on, Hunter Lehman is in the on-deck circle. Two balls, no strikes. Runner at first, two outs. 8-5 Seneca in the top of the seventh. And Wirtz gets one in there for a called strike. Now 2-1 on Haverkamp. The 2-1 by Wirtz is a ground ball. Right side could end the game. Schmitz at second to first in time for the out, and the game is over. Haverkamp grounds out to second base, and that does it as Seneca holds on. They win the game 8-5 over Corning. We'll wrap things up, have our player of the game, and get you out of here right after this on KNCA.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances?
Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service of Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here on KNZA, American Legion Baseball. It's been a fun night, and for Seneca, an even funner night as they hold off Corning in the nightcap. The final score was 8-5, so Seneca has punched their ticket to the finals of the Zone 2 tournament. So tomorrow night, two more games on tap for you. Right here on KNZA, it's an elimination game beginning at 6 o'clock with Corning and Doniphan County. And then the winner moves right on to the championship round and will take on Seneca. Seneca, if they win that game at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, they will be the champs of this tournament and join Hiawatha. So Corning and Doniphan County, one of those two teams, will have to win back-to-back games to potentially get this to an if-necessary game on Sunday night. So it's still a lot to be decided. Who's going to join Hiawatha at State next week? Should be a lot of fun tomorrow night. Let's get to our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game, and certainly multiple options kind of going through for Seneca as they get the 8-5 win. They get their record to 500 now at 12-12, but really all summer, pitching has been hard to come by, and tonight you take away one inning, and Derek Wirtz was very good for Seneca. Obviously, the sixth inning where he gave up five runs on four hits, but he came back out in the seventh and got Corning retired, facing just four in that final inning after his team blew a six-run lead and led by just one. Going into the bottom of the sixth, Seneca adding a couple insurance runs, and then Wirtz coming out and holding it down in the seventh as he goes all seven innings, giving up six hits, four runs, or I should say four earned runs, five total. The sixth inning, he gave up five runs, four hits. The remaining six innings, he gave up no runs on two hits. So, again, Wirtz, take away one inning. He was dynamite tonight. One walk, two strikeouts, and six hits given up as he gets the win and moves Seneca on into the finals tomorrow night. So we'll have them for you right here on KNZA beginning at 6 o'clock. Corning and Doniphan County. Seneca awaits the winner in the nightcap around 8. Thanks again for tuning in. Let's get you out of here with the totals tonight for game number 2 as Seneca gets to 12-12 with the win. In total, 8 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They left 9 on base. Derek Wirtz, the winning pitcher for Seneca. Corning drops to 10-12. They finish the night 5 runs, 6 hits. And this is the big one, 7 errors in the game. They also left 4 on base. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for more American Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.